Hello world, and welcome to another fabulous edition of Coffee Conversations with Senti. I've got a very interesting guest in the studio today. What are you? Four in one? Four people in one? Because you do so many different things, but all in marketing. Yes. How are you, sir?
I'm very well.
Mark Middleton in the house, people.
How's it, guys?
Great. How's been your year so far?
Oh, it's been a fantastic year. It's okay. Really started off with a boom.
All right. That's great, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Hey, can't complain. In today's day and age, you need to take everything that you can get, you know?
Yeah.
So work-wise, it's been fantastic in my personal and social life as well.
All right.
It's just...
And that balance is important, isn't it?
Very much so.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark is an admin. There's a time, even when I was an admin as well, being an admin was the sexiest thing. Well, sexier than a half a loaf of bread. Is it still the case?
Yeah. No, it's very...
The sleepless nights?
Coffee? Every now and again.
Yeah.
But those sleepless nights are a real thing in the ad industry.
Yeah. But they're worth it, isn't it? Especially
definitely.
When you've got a product.
When you see the final outcome, it is just incredible to see.
All right, what agency are you in?
So I am working at an agency called Ebony and Ivory.
All right.
And we are a full service advertising agency.
Okay, what do you do there? Because I want the audience to have a sense of your level of understanding of marketing issues.
So I am an account management.
All right.
Within the company.
Okay.
So that being said, I handle clients such as the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Ooh, money.
Stanley Black and Decker.
All right.
Pente Creepy Crawly.
Yeah.
ProfMed Medical Aid.
All right.
And a few other clients.
Okay. How do you switch from one persona and perspective to the other? Because I'm sure you do so many switches in a day.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is a really fantastic question.
Yeah.
And it does come from learning.
Yeah.
And having the right people above you that you can always chat to and speak to. And they also like your leader and guide you.
Okay.
Which is really fantastic. And us at Ebony and Ivory, the above HODs and always have an open door policy.
Okay, I hope your CEO is listening.
That's some
great parting right there. All right.
So, for example, I can be 1 minute on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, get a brief, and do a cost estimate and have to put on my financial cap.
Yeah.
And then once I've sent the cost estimate through to clients and awaiting feedback, I can then look through my mails and see, oh, Stanley Black & Decker sent me an email. Now I've got to put on my DIY hat.
Okay.
So I think it comes naturally to me, to be honest. It did take a bit of time to learn to juggle balls.
Yeah, like anything worth
definitely,
it, isn't it?
Yeah. But practice makes
perfect.
Perfect,
yeah. All right, you bring a very interesting perspective because you deal with clients from different industries.
Yes.
And this sit down is about influencer marketing. Do you find that it has a place in all of those industries, in any industry, basically speaking?
I do feel so.
Yeah.
And I do feel that celebrities and nowadays, yes, they are great. Yes, they have a big following.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, your friends will listen to you more.
Yes.
So to give you an example, let's say now I've worked on two influencer campaigns before.
All right.
One being Telkom,
okay,
and one being Puma. So I have been hired by a company called The Salt, who owns Brand Your Car.
Okay.
And they have a whole big following of influencers.
All right.
And they send out an email if they think you are creditable and will suit a certain campaign.
Okay, brand feed.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
So they send out an email and say, for example, so Telkom is launching their new Bolt Fiber.
Yeah.
And we think you would be a great candidate. Can you, and then they ask you just a few questions, and then you answer those questions, and then they come back to you and say, yes, cool, most of the time.
All right.
I've never been denied.
Okay.
But I think it is because I have quite a big following.
All right.
So on social media platforms.
All right.
But to come back to my question, I feel that your friends will listen to you a lot more because they know you.
Yes.
Where if a celebrity were to promote something, you feel a bit detracted because you can't, you don't have a personal relationship.
Exactly. And there's also that there is buzz, and buzz dies out, isn't it? A celebrity will come for an activation, boom, I'm excited about a product.
Correct.
But I don't see them leaving it. But I see Mark leaving it every day because I meet him for drinks.
Yes.
Church together, we go to work together.
Definitely. You eat, sleep, and you
and
breathe
leave
it.
The brain.
Yeah. So it's really fantastic. But I also feel that you have that personal connection. So let's say now, for example, we friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
You see my post.
Oh, I'm going to send you a friend request after this.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you see the post that I've posted for Telkom or Puma or whichever brand I may be influencing and advertising and getting out there. And you will feel like, okay, cool, I have a personal relation with this.
Yes.
I can message him and ask him questions.
Yeah.
But with a celebrity, you don't really have that.
Yeah.
You can't ask someone, and I won't mention brands, but let's
just
say,
don't.
Let's say now, for example, you have a celebrity that is on a cellular communications and is an influencer there.
Yeah.
You can't tweet or WhatsApp him or Facebook message him and ask him, oh, by the way, which package are you actually on?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about this package?
Yeah.
Because you don't have that
personal...
They would
slam bag sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. You don't have that personal relationship.
Sure, sure.
So being an influencer to friends and family and people that know you, I feel gets out there a lot more.
I want to talk about the effect of influencer marketing in an industry. You spoke about representing or working on a Telkom campaign. Telkom is a parastatal. The moment you say Telkom, and the first thing you get is, did you see how my face went?
Definitely.
There's a lot of perceptual gaps, and I am sure the objective of that campaign was to plug those.
Yes.
And to educate the market. How did that go? That must have been interesting.
So it was very interesting.
Yeah.
So for example, I got hired, and with Brand Your Car, you get
Were you not, for starters, were you not apprehensive being on a brand like that?
Be honest, I was.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, what questions are going to get thrown at me? How am I going to handle it?
Yeah.
But the thing that really kept me at ease was Usain Bolt was the branding and like the brand ambassador for Bolt Fiber, for Telkom. So I believed in him.
Yeah.
So by believing in him, I thought, okay, everyone else hopefully likes Usain Bolt.
Okay,
So let's go with the good connotation.
All right, yeah, and build on that.
And build on that.
Yeah.
So that was quite cool. But at first it was a bit daunting because you're driving around with Telkom branding on your car.
and somebody stopped and said, hey, I've got a problem in my house. Did that happen?
To me, no.
Okay.
But there are groups on Facebook and WhatsApp with the other influencers. And I do think recalling that it did happen to someone.
All right.
But something that did happen to me, which was quite cool, was... I drove past Craighall Park down Buckingham Avenue one Saturday morning, and actually they were doing another campaign, also Telkom, Bolt Fiber and everything, but with gazebos and everything. So I drove past, they were all like, it really did attract a lot of attention, and I do think that the designs that get placed on your car are just like really top-notch design and eye-catching.
Yeah.
So currently I'm on the Puma Future campaign.
Alright,
and
about that.
I get people looking at me and like...
And I'm sure you get that, is this Brad Pitt? Pete type of look.
I mean, it's this Lumo yellow shoe.
It looks great.
Soccer boot that is just incredible.
Tell me a bit about that campaign and your sort of like connect and plug into that campaign.
Cool. So it's a fantastic campaign.
All right.
We got a lot of free goodies.
How long has it been running?
So
I think I saw an
ad. It's been a month.
Oh yeah,
But we've been told that it's a 2-month campaign and can be renewed.
Okay, so happy days for you.
Yes.
Micro influence.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's currently about 60 odd of us in Joburg that all got our cars branded, and we all do 2 posts.
And was this done by the Salt and the Brand Your Car team?
Yes.
Okay.
So again, you're on the database. If they see your hobbies and everything are in conjunction,
in sync
with the actual campaign.
Yeah.
So I play action soccer.
Okay.
So I play at Zoo Lake.
Yeah.
And I must say, the heads that I've turned
just
by wearing the kit that we received and that branded car, it turns heads.
What does that do for your ego?
I must say, it does pump it up quite hard.
Yeah.
And it's quite cool
because
people come up to you and they ask you questions and they're like, yo, these boots are so cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you go to these stores and you'll get amazing.
So basically, you are a moving
and
eternal billboard for the brands that you represent.
100%.
So wherever you go, you carry the brand.
Always on the move.
And you're always talking about the brand and activating conversation.
Definitely.
Getting people to see exactly what happened must be interesting.
It is really fantastic.
Yeah.
And also, from being an influencer and working at an advertising agency, it's twofold.
Yeah.
So from what I'm learning and seeing in being an influencer, I try and use that, what I learn, to go and try sell it to my clients.
Exactly.
So for example...
But also, I think this is a huge, huge opportunity for collation of big data.
Yes.
Data that the customer can sit down and you can help them craft it to future marketing strategies that sell.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's quite funny because I was sitting in a meeting at the JSC a couple of weeks ago, and the JSC has a campaign called the Investment Challenge, which is geared and aimed to the target market of universities and schools, to almost get the youth of today into trading and how things work.
Okay.
So it's a built-in platform that teams come together. So if you're in a school or university, you get 2 to 3 or 4 people in the team.
All right.
And you play this game. So it's a virtual game, but at the end, and you play the stock market and you learn how to trade.
That's interesting.
And everything.
Yeah.
And at the end, you get to...
That's a
you
great can win content some really, strategy, actually.
Yeah. You can wear some, you can win some great prizes.
All right.
So I was sitting in this meeting and I was like, this brand your car idea, from what I've previously done, would be fantastic
for this. Yeah,
yeah, because then you target the matrics that are driving to school, and they
For starters, the fact that a kid in matric is driving is conversational enough.
Definitely.
So when they then rock up with a branded car,
it's just
that's like
added,
multiplies it.
Oof. Definitely.
Yeah.
So to have those
and marketing is about results, isn't it? Compounding anything.
Very much so.
All right.
And then just to brand the university students' cars.
Yeah.
And also just to get eyes out there and everything.
All right.
So I thought of that and I called the Salt in and we put a nice proposal together.
Okay.
And we've sent it through to the JSC and we're hoping that they bite and literally get more bang for their buck. So I think for this particular campaign, like this micro influencing will just be incredible.
Well, that's interesting. Since you do deal with corporates or clients in general, do you find that there is increased knowledge about the effect of influencer marketing, or there still is a huge gap for educating and converting the client?
I do think that clients are getting better.
Okay.
Because as the time and day is changing.
Yeah.
Years are going by. Digital and micro influencing is really becoming a niche and a needed thing.
Yeah.
Within campaigns and clients.
And also, I guess for you, there is social proof. Because you've got insights and results from campaigns
Definitely.
That you've been on.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's just so amazing, like, just driving around
yeah.
in my area and on the highways and stuff,
yeah.
I've seen the other influencers driving around. And it's so nice when you go past someone
and you're like, hey, and
you wave and you
catch
the lights. Yeah. So, I mean, you really... Yeah. are out there, you
yeah.
stick out,
All right.
which is really fantastic, and it
yeah.
gets the brand out of there, and it starts conversations.
Exactly.
And I think that is what client is wanting.
Yeah.
So in today's day and age, I feel that having a branded car and being an influencer overkills a billboard.
Yeah.
Because
it does, yeah.
yeah, you are out there, and
yeah.
you can answer the questions that the people
and
have.
And look at it this way, you only see a billboard, either you rush hour traffic, you've had a long day.
Yeah.
But a micro influencer is in a social map and community where people are relaxed
mm.
and they are living the brand and they can talk about it.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. All right, on the social side, what do you do on weekends besides drive around in your fancy car, branded car?
Yeah, so on weekends, I play soccer, like I've said.
All right.
I'm also part of a social cricket team.
Okay.
So very sports orientated.
All right.
Also going to brides, being very social.
Okay.
Going out, nightlife is a real nice.
Yeah.
Nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Also, after a hectic week though, it's nice to just lie on the couch with the girlfriend and
yeah,
watch
and
a movie,
relax.
You know,
yeah.
and just recoup from the week.
Yeah, Ed, life is hectic. I've been there. I know what goes on. Yeah.
Very much
yeah.
so. So it's really, really fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Middleton.
Thank you
for coming.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and I forgot to mention that we were supposed to have Mark. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good to finally have you. And I'm sure this is not the last time we'll have you on the show.
I would love to be back.
Thank you so much for being here and for being awesome. And yeah.
Oh, great. Thank
have
you so much.
Have a great day.
Have a good one.